Hearing is subdivision 2022-03, Paradise Meadows.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 95.87 acres plus or minus into 191 single-family lots to be located on a certain...
Go ahead. Quiet, folks.
Okay, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the south side of Cave Neck Road, which is Sussex County Route 88, approximately 1.3 mile east of the intersection of Cave Neck Road and Diamond Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 257. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 21, Parcel 182.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plat. We have a copy of the plus comments and the applicant's response to the plus comments. We have a copy of the staff review letter and the applicant's response to the staff review letter. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. We have a copy of a letter received from Delaware Department of Transportation. We have a copy of a letter received from Sussex County Engineering Utility Planning Division. We have the TAC comments, including Sussex County Engineering, US Department of Fish and Wildlife, Department of Agriculture, Delaware Electric Co-op, Denrec, Watershed Stewardship. We also have a copy of the applicant's soils reports. We have a copy of the applicant's wetlands exhibits. We have a copy of the applicant's endangered species review. And I would note, Mr. Chairman, that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening to the commission and particularly to Mr. Mears. It's good to see you back.
Thank you.
My name, for the record, is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I am representing the applicant, CNR Land Investments, LLC. The principal of the applicant, John Richardson, has been before you before on some other applications. He had long made plans to be away this week and could not be here tonight. He can see you. Sorry about that. Once we get a hearing date, it's difficult to get a hearing date, and we certainly don't want to try to delay that or anything. So I do have with me, though, Chris Plathers of Morris Ritchie Associates and Matt Jeanette of Geotechnology Associates. So I think we, between the three of us, we can answer any questions that the commission may have. There was an exhibit book submitted for the record. It contains information about the application, including the applicant's plus response and the Section 99-9C subdivision report. This is an application for a 191 single-family lot AR1 cluster subdivision to be called Paradise Meadows. The land contains 95.87 acres, and it's located on the south side of Cave Neck Road, just east of the town of Milton. Jamie, could you go to the aerial? And can you zoom out a little bit? Yeah, that's good. The general nature of the area consists of agricultural lands, woodlands, and a number of subdivisions. Both subdivisions are all single-family residential subdivisions, similar to the development that's being proposed this evening. The site borders on its western, let me get that side straight. The site borders Beaver Dam Creek. You can see to the left there, or the west. There's wetlands located along there. The creek runs along that boundary off of our property. Down to the lower left there, there's two residential developments, Anthem and Holland Mills. As you can see, they're just located southwest of the site. They also border the Beaver Dam Creek area on their eastern boundaries. There's several single-family subdivisions located east of the site. On the west side of Hudson Road, north of Cave Neck Road, are River Rock Run and Creek Falls Farm developments. The ones up in this area. Yes. Anyway, they're up to the north of the site there. On south of Cave Neck Road, on Hudson Road, are the Oak Ridge development and the Compass Point development. Compass Point fronts on both Hudson Road and also on Sweetbriar Road. And then east of the site on Cave Neck Road is the Vincent Overlook Development, Windstone, and the Overlook Shores subdivision. So there's obviously a lot of residential, particularly residential single-family developments in the area. The proposed property, and Jamie, you can go back to the site plan. The proposed site is zoned AR1. It's mostly cleared agricultural lands with some woodlands located in the southeast corner of the site and along the western boundary of the site along the area between where the lots are shown and Beaver Dam Creek. The proposed development will contain 191 lots with recreational facilities. As provided in the zoning ordinance, as you know, single-family dwellings on individual lots are a permitted use in the AR1 zoning district. And the AR1 zoning district also permits clustered design subdivisions with a minimum lot size of 7,500 square feet and a density of 2 lots per acre, subject to the cluster design requirements of the zoning ordinance. Under the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the site is in the low density area. The comp plan recognizes that single family developments at a density of 2 lots per acre are appropriate in the low density area, and the plan encourages the use of the cluster design option. The proposed 191 single family lots complies with the permitted density for a cluster subdivision of 2 lots per acre in the AR1 zone. As to the general specifics of the proposed development, central water for residential use and fire protection will be provided by Artesian Water Company. Artesian holds a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the site and the area. Central sewer will also be provided by Artesian Wastewater Management, who also holds a CPCN for sewer service in the area. Electricity will be provided by Delaware Electric Cooperative. The stormwater management facilities will be designed and constructed in accordance with DENREC's current sediment and stormwater regulations. They will be reviewed and approved by the Sussex Conservation District. The stormwater system will be designed to filter and infiltrate stormwater back into the ground or to provide a slow, controlled release when necessary. There was a wetland evaluation done by Geotechnology Associates. That determination found that there were approximately 3.46 acres of jurisdictional non-tidal wetlands located on the site. And those wetlands were located along the western boundary of the property, basically adjacent to the Beaver Dam Creek, which, as I said, is just to the west of the property. A jurisdictional determination was requested from the Office of the Army Corps of Engineers. And as part of that, representatives of the Army Corps met with representatives of Geotech on site. There were some narrow strips of wetlands located along Cave Neck Road on the frontage on the western portion of the site. Those wetlands were originally believed to be non-jurisdictional, isolated wetlands. However, based on the on-site inspection with the Army Corps determined them to be jurisdictional, and that resulted in an additional 0.48 acres of jurisdictional non-tidal wetlands being located on the site. It's a complicated matter figuring out this isolated wetland thing. It comes down to what is the definition of waters of the United States, and from what I've read, there's actually a case before the Supreme Court this term that should answer that definitively as to how that is defined. All of the lots and roads in the development.
Can I, not to interrupt, but I'm gonna. Did the 3.46 acres, that number, did that include the 0.48?
No.
Additional? So
no.
3.46 plus the 0.48.
Right. Okay. Right. Originally, we thought it was just the gotcha. 3.46. Okay. All of the lots and roads in the subdivision will have a minimum 30-foot buffer from the wetlands, which would comply with the new resource buffer ordinance, which I do not believe is in effect yet, and would not apply to this subdivision anyway, but this will comply with that new buffer, resource buffer ordinance. There was a soil investigation related to the design and location of the stormwater management facilities. That was also done by Geotechnology Associates. Based on that study, the stormwater ponds, as you can see, are located in the northwest and the southeast sections of the site. And based on the FEMA flood insurance maps, all of the lots and roads will be located outside of the 100-year floodplain in the area designated as Zone X. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service confirmed that there were no federally listed or endangered or threatened species located within the project area, and DENREC's Division of Fish and Wildlife indicated that there were no records of state rare or federally listed plants, animals, or natural communities located in the site. A copy of those letters are in the record. There was also a phase one environmental site assessment done by Geotechnology Associates. The environmental assessment consists of a records review and a site inspection and interviews with people that might have knowledge of certain conditions. And that study concluded that there was no evidence found of recognized environmental conditions on or associated with the site. And a copy of that report is also in the record. As to DelDOT, the development entrance, of course, will be from Cave Neck Road. It will be designed and constructed in accordance with DelDOT requirements. In compliance with DelDOT's development coordination manual, and based on the estimated total daily and peak hour vehicle trips, DelDOT indicated that a traffic impact study would not be required and that it would be acceptable to pay an area-wide study fee in lieu of the TIS. In addition, the applicant will be required to improve Cave Neck Road within the limits of the site frontage to meet the applicable road standards of 12-foot travel lanes with 8-foot shoulders. The applicant will be required by DelDOT to contribute an equitable share to the cost of an existing DelDOT project, and that's at the triangle formed by the Cave Neck Road, Hudson Road, Sweetbriar Roads intersection. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. It's an unusual situation.
That's why the county's fast track.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that there will be a requirement to contribute to that, and DelDOT also will require the dedication along Cave Neck Road frontage to provide for a 40-foot right away from center line, and the 15-foot easement adjacent to that for the future shared use path. The site is located in the Cape Henlopen School District. As I think you know, elementary and middle schools of the school district are located in Milton, and fire protection is provided by the Milton Volunteer Fire Company. As to the design of the subdivision, as I said, the development will have 191 single-family lots. The lots vary in size from 7,786 square feet to 19,786 square feet. The average lot size is 8,806 square feet. All of the lots border some type of community open space. The entrance to the development will be designed and constructed again in compliance with DelDOT standards. The entrance will have separated ingress and egress lanes. It will be landscaped and wooded open space on either side of the entrance, and it will create an attractive view from Cave Neck Road with the landscaping along the roadway. It's anticipated a school bus stop will be located along Cave Neck Road near the entrance. As is normally done, the exact location of that design of the bus stop will be coordinated with the school district. On the eastern frontage to the right of the site, between lots 13 and 14, which is that area, that open spot right there. I'm not getting my hand to work. Anyway, I think you can see what I mean. There's that, yeah, right there. There's an open spot there. That will be a reinforced turf emergency entrance connecting the interior main roadway, Oasis Drive, with Cave Neck Road. That access will also serve as a pedestrian walkway from the development out to the road. But vehicular access would be limited to emergency use only. The subdivision streets will be private. They'll be built to Sussex County Engineering Department standards. There will be sidewalks on both sides of the streets and non-intrusive street lighting. The interior street design does not provide easements for future connector roads to the properties to the south and the east of the site, because those properties are in agricultural preservation. The southern parcel is expansion number one of the Carpenter Preservation District, and the eastern parcel is the Littlefield Preservation District, and Morris Ritchie did confirm with the Department of Agriculture that those properties are in permanent preservation. There'll be a community, if we can go back to the site planning, there'll be a community recreational area centrally located at basically the end of the entrance road. And I, from the earlier discussion you had, I, as you know, if I'm representing to you, this is what will be done. This is the minimum that would be done. It's certainly possible they may come back in with additional things, but we expect, and Mr. Richardson's representing, these will be done. The amenities will include a community clubhouse, an outdoor swimming pool and deck, a patio area, and a playground. There will be three neighborhood parks to serve as gathering places for the residents. The parks will be attractively landscaped, and they'll have some type of a covered area with benches and things of that nature. And you can see the parks are actually, one park is at Grace Way, which is in the northwest section. That's that little cul-de-sac. There's another park on Bliss Way, which is in the southeast section. And then in the very rear center, there's a small park right there too. There's also pedestrian paths that connect all those park areas with the central recreational area and provides, you know, basically walking trails as well as interconnection to the different recreational areas. We're proposing that the central recreational amenities would be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of the 95th residential building permit, which again from practice is about around the 50% number that I think you've recognized. The layout of the lots, the streets, the stormwater facilities, the rec area, and the open space are shown on the preliminary plan. The eastern and the southern boundaries of the site will have a 30-foot forested buffer in compliance with the zoning ordinance. Those boundaries are the boundaries that are adjacent to the agricultural preservation district. And those areas will also have a required 50-foot minimum setback from that boundary. That boundary is actually a building setback. The lots will be 50 feet at least at a minimum. And of course, the documents will contain the agricultural use notice requirements, which are required by Delaware Code. Now, I mentioned the two areas of jurisdictional non-title wetlands. The strips of wetlands that are located along the north frontage west of the entrance road, they will have a 30-foot buffer between the wetland line and the lot lines. And as I said, that buffer will comply with the buffer that's going to be required by the new resource buffer ordinance, which again does not technically apply to this application. As to the 3.46 acres of jurisdictional non-title wetlands along the western boundary, and they are the wetlands that are associated with Beaver Dam Creek, which are to me are the more important wetlands. The site design does provide a significant wetland buffer and wooded open space in that area. The closest lot to those wetlands is set back 139 feet. And the average setback of those lots along that western boundary are set back is 165 feet. So it creates a very significant buffer, a buffer that's greater than the buffers that will be required by the new ordinance. And that buffer will remain an undisturbed preservation area for any forest that's located there. The development's overall open space, as that term is defined in the zoning ordinance, will be 43.85 acres, and that is approximately 45.7% of the site. The development will have a homeowners association comprised of all owners. The association will be responsible for enforcing the restrictions, collecting assessments, and maintaining the development streets, entrances, buffers, landscaping, stormwater facilities, recreational amenities, and other community common areas. I will submit for your consideration proposed findings and conditions, which I try to keep up with your evolving language of your conditions. It's an ever challenging. I got to read them every time.
It's really funny how he looks at me when he says that.
That was not intentional. I was just trying to be polite. So in closing, the Paradise Meadows proposed subdivision, it is designed as an IR1 cluster subdivision, which is a permitted use in the IR1 zone. It's authorized by the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The subdivision was designed in accordance with the purpose of the cluster option by clustering the lots outside of the environmentally sensitive areas. It provides extensive voluntary wetland buffers and preservation of the wooded areas along the wetland area. It also has significant active and passive open space that meet or exceed the cluster development design requirements. I think under the language of the cluster ordinance, this is a superior design, as that term is defined in the ordinance. Be happy to try to answer any questions you have, because that concludes my presentation.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we're going to start with Ms. Wingate.
I really appreciate the design. I love all the interconnecting walking paths throughout the community and the green space that you have there, and appreciate the emergency vehicle access. So I don't have any questions at this point.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
Questions, but I agree with Commissioner Wingate. It's a great design.
Okay. Ms. Hoyer Stevenson.
I have to say, actually, I like this design.
I didn't mean to give you a heart attack or anything.
I do have one question, of course. There you go. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
I feel like I just got set up, didn't I?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
I just want to know if there's going to be enough space at the entrance for cars to park when they're dropping their kids off to get onto the bus.
That'll be designed into that, as far as there's plenty of frontage up there, and it's all open space up there, so
okay,
even if they had to put a little parking lot in there, that could be done.
That's the only thing I really worry about, because kids don't walk to the bus anymore.
Nobody walks to school anymore, that's for sure.
And parents don't leave their kids outside by themselves anymore waiting for the school bus. Mm. They wait with them.
Right. Most parents take their kids to school anymore.
Yeah. The days of the little hut where you waited for the school bus, nobody's doing that anymore.
So that's my big question. And thank you. It's 100 and how many houses?
91.
91 houses. And look at all those amenities. Big. That's all. Thank you.
Mr. Hawkins,
no questions.
Okay. Counselor?
No, I don't have any questions. It's interesting to me that, so we went through the exercise doing that buffer, the ordinance, and one of the things that with all the working groups and workshops and planning, zoning, and county council, we were really cognizant of the fact that it would result in better designs and wouldn't be a backdoor on density. If you're going to address density. Don't try to do it through other things. Right. I just appreciate seeing a real-life application that shows what we always thought was the case, that you can comply with that ordinance and still design a good subdivision.
And I will add, every site is different and
sure.
Has to be designed differently.
This, we knew
fortunately,
that
was one where you could actually do some really good things with it in terms of
buffers.
It
looks like you didn't even, that you're developing mostly on the north side there, the part that's already been cleared. You're not even taking...
Yeah, the southeast corner was a wooded corner,
right.
So there's trees being removed there, but the rest of it is pretty much all the open farm fields.
Yep.
Good design.
Okay. No, and I agree. That depends on the shape and the issues on the site and everything else. But
the creativity of whoever's designing it, so right. There you go.
No, for me, thank you.
Okay.
Could I just add one thing?
Oh, wait, we got one.
Just because I'm looking at site plans for most of the day and just reading the proposed conditions, it does mention the 30-foot buffer. I'm just looking at a specific spot in that top right where it kind of legs out a little bit. Just I assume that an existing buffer is going to be used for the buffer. I just want to make sure that, you know, that little section isn't going to be missed to the left a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You see how it doesn't come onto the property actually?
Oh, right there.
I just want to make sure that that is going to be actually a buffered area.
Oh, well, Chris, you'll note that.
Chris Flathers from MRA. Yeah, if you look at our the actual detailed preliminary site plan, that area is labeled to be a vegetated buffer area. It just didn't get the little colored trees dropped in. But yeah, because there is no vegetation in that area existing, we would plant in accordance with the county code requirements.
Nice design. Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just a point of historical note. As I was sitting back there, and I've been doing this for a long time, of course, I was getting tired because it's getting near my bedtime now.
Ours too.
And I note that it's just 7:45. When I first started doing this with the Planning and Zoning Commission, the meeting started at 7:45.
Yes, they did.
I can't imagine. I was so much younger then. Thank you.
And commissioners, the history on that is that it went from 7:45 to 7:30 to 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Right.
And during the pandemic, o'clock. We were doing 3 o'clock.
Early and then during the pandemic, it was 3 o'clock. It won't be long, it'll be 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, thank you, Mr. Fuquay. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2022-03 Paradise Meadows? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2022-03? Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2022-03 Paradise Meadows?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one on the line who would like to speak.
All right, thank you, operator. Okay. Commissioners, any further questions?
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Okay, they bring none. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.